For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm talking with Brandon Webb and Kelly Showmaker of Blinn College.
When Blinn began looking at the position of CFO and Vice President, which was the former title that we had for this position in our organization, really what the college wanted to do was kind of reorient and broaden that position in our administration to a senior vice president level and CFO or chief financial officer. Some of the things that the college was looking for when it formed a search committee of faculty, staff, administrators, and folks from the Board of Trustees was really a national search that would help identify someone who was really a proven leader in the areas that report up through this position, and someone who could manage complex financial information and be able to communicate that information in a way that would be understandable to the rest of us who aren't steeped in that sort of craft. We also were really interested in finding someone who had some bona fide experience in higher education, because while certainly someone can handle the nuts and bolts of accounting and finance, the unique animal that is higher education is so different that we knew a very steep learning curve would be involved if we didn't find someone who was a proven leader in that area. We were so fortunate to have Kelly Showmaker as an applicant for this position. Rather quickly, she rose among the pool of candidates to the top of our consideration, and she was put forward before the Board of Trustees and approved in session voting last evening.
Okay. Well, Kelly, would you please talk about some of the reasons that drew you to Blinn?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as Brandon just mentioned, because they were looking for someone to fit the needs of the college, which right now are to really take hold of the great financial position they have and then further grow that financial position and prepare Blinn really for the future and what that means financially, meeting the needs of your traditional students as well as your non-traditional students, you know, expanding our workforce education, our distance education, possibly using our facility for Saturday classes for professional development. I think that they knew that they were going to go into some financial realms that were a little different and a little unknown, and that appealed to me, one, because I had some experience in them, but secondly, because it would give me a new avenue, a great way to enhance my career, to get a hands-on experience of, you know, diving right in and helping an organization grow, which is really takes me back more to my roots and what I used to do as CFO of a public company. It was a smaller public company, and so you wore many hats, and I really see that at Blinn. Other than my current position, which is really to wear a one big hat. I really like wearing multi-dimensional hats and helping out and being a team player and getting out and meeting the folks and knowing at the end of the day that that your hard work has really helped enrich the lives of some students is certainly always great satisfaction. So I am looking forward to being there, being a hands-on team player, and working with a phenomenal administrative team. I think Dr. Nolte and Dr. Raspiller are wonderful, both excellent at what they do, really different skill sets, and I look forward to my involvement with Blinn and to where Blinn is going in the future.
Gotcha. And that's wonderful that you have that experience of wearing the multiple hats, because Brandon was telling me earlier that you're going to be over seven different departments, from like human resources to food services. So that's very you're going to have a lot of variety, huh?
I will. But that's really great. I've met some of those folks that head up those areas when I've been on campus, and they are very energized. They are very enthusiastic about what they do, and I look forward to working with each and every one of those divisions and helping them further succeed. And, of course, their success is even further success for Blinn. So I'm really looking forward to it. Ready to get going.
All right. Well, are there any particular changes that people need to be aware of, or what to you is the key thing that people need to know?
You know, I'm not looking to make changes on day one. I'm really looking to go in and assess, you know, what's working, what's not working. You know, I'm not a real one-person change agent. I like working with the team. I'm certainly not going to go in on day one and make any great changes. And I hope to work with them, get their suggestions in all of those areas, work with Dr. Nolte, Rathfeller, the entire board of trustees, kind of get, I think, nail down a couple of goals for the next 12 months, if you will, and go to work on those goals and really figure out the areas that we want to target.
Thank you. That was Blinn College's Brandon Webb and Kelly Showmaker on News Talk 1620 WTAW.